There are so many people without information in terms of the process, and when they present and appear in court, they simply don't know their rights. So community law is about ensuring that we're here for people and that they have access to justice. So community law is absolutely necessary, sadly in whangarei.
After nearly a decade in prosecutions, I felt that this was a good stepping stone for me to be able to contribute back to the community in a different way. Number one is housing and all of the issues that flow from that. So whether it's certainty or overcrowding or access or being in a house but that's transitional and not having that permanency, they're really huge issues that affect a lot of people in our community. Essentially, in Northland, there's not enough family lawyers to go around, so the courts are finding that a lot of people are going into the courtroom without having any representation or really understanding their rights or what the process is about, which, as you could imagine, leads to frustration on the behalf of the people participating in that system. Our hope in moving to this space is that we'll be able to provide that greater access for people. Even if we can't be in court with them, we can explain that process to them and help them have a better understanding of the system so they can participate in a meaningful way.
Before the opening today, we had a lot of people coming in and inquiring about our services already. So that just goes to show the demand for the legal service to be more accessible for people, especially here in the middle of town. We do provide the service further up the road. However, I think, you know, being further away just creates a little bit of a barrier for some people to get up to us. So being here in the middle of town, you know, firsthand is showing how much we're needed. A lot of the issues we get are around tenancy, employment, a consumer, a lot of family issues as well. You know, they're our main ones. What we hope to achieve is to break down some of those barriers that people find are in the way of getting access to the justice that needs to be provided for our community.
The service is free. We do have certain eligibility requirements. There's two tiers of eligibility. The first is if you're eligible for legal aid, you'll be eligible for our service. But there's other areas, so for example with family violence, where people are eligible no matter how much they earn or what their assets are. It's the same with Māori land and a number of other areas. So I would just encourage people to give us a call.
So the community of Kaikoi have clearly said, we need you here. We don't have access to information. There isn't access to justice. It's not just the community, it's actually those that work with that community. So we're going. And we've always been there in an outreach service, and we've had support of Her Iwi, and we've had support of Ngāpuhi Social Services, and we've run our outreaches from there, but we need a permanent site. So when the calling is made, when the karanga is made by whānau, you go, and so that is our job. It is our duty and our obligation.